As Muslims, we live in this world which is referred to as Alamul Asbab, the world of means, the world of causes. And we must take these means to survive. This is the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained. But at the same time, we must stay within the limits, the boundaries of Sharia. Because if we become overly involved in the world and its affairs, or if something like greed overpowers us, then there will be destruction. In this regard, I would like to mention an account that many mufassireen, many commentators of the Quran have written. And it's in regards to an individual who was known as Bal'am bin Ba'ura. And he was someone who was an abid, a zahid, an ascetic worshipper, who knew Al-Ismul A'zam, the greatest name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by means of which when one supplicates, the dua is accepted. And it's mentioned that while sitting on the earth, he could see the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. Now, it so happened that during his time, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam wanted to go to a particular land where he was situated, Bal'am bin Ba'ura, and to take over to conquer that land, because the people there were oppressive, they were wrongdoers. When those people found out, they went to Bal'am bin Ba'ura and they said, look, Musa alayhi salam is coming and he will remove us from this land, he will take over. So we are requesting that you do dua against him, you supplicate against him, that he is not successful in this mission of his. Bal'am bin Ba'ura replied and said, how can I do so? When he has believers amongst his army, he has the angels alayhi salam as well, and he is a prophet of Allah, how can I even think of doing such a thing? And they were insistent, they kept saying, look, you need to do this, please do this for us. When eventually Bal'am bin Ba'ura said, look, I will do istikhara. I will seek a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether this thing is good or not, whether I should go ahead with it or not. And after seeking istikhara, as expected, the result was, you should not do so. And if you were to do so, you will be destroyed in this world and in the hereafter as well. But again, that qawm, that nation, which is the nation of Bani Israel, they were adamant. They said, look, you have to do this for us. So eventually they bought maal, matar, wealth, a lot of goods, items, expensive items, and they placed it before him and said, look, if you do this for us, then all of this is yours. And this was the turning point. Bal'am bin Ba'ura, he could not resist when he saw that wealth, all those items, luxuries, and in the end he succumbed to their request. And he was on his way to a particular mountain to supplicate against Musa alayhi salam, ma'adallah. The animal that he was riding on continued stopping. And each time it stopped, he would force the animal to go ahead. Eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's mentioned, gave that animal the power to speak. And the animal said, what are you doing? Woe to you. You are going to supplicate against a prophet of Allah. Each time you try to take me forward, the angels stop me. The angels change my direction. Because of the desire for goods of this world, for wealth, he only had one thing on his mind, that I must go and do that. When he reached that mountain, and he began trying to supplicate against Musa alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that each time Bal'am bin Ba'ura said something against Musa alayhi salam, it would go against himself and the people who had instructed him to do so. And when they saw this, they said, what are you doing? We're asking you to supplicate against Musa alayhi salam, you're supplicating against us. And that's when he replied, look, I'm trying to do that, but it's not working. The opposite effect is taking place. And thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cursed this individual such that his tongue, which he used to try and supplicate against Musa alayhi salam, began hanging from his mouth and reached his chest. And this stayed like this until he died. His wilaya was removed. Any maqam or rank he had in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that was also removed and taken away. And this individual who just, you know, a few days before, he was accepted in the court of Allah, a waliullah, he had lost everything and he died in a state of kufr, disbelief. So respected viewers, what we must realize is the want and desire for more, and greed especially, this is something that we must always avoid. Great, great people, those who at one stage had great ranks, they were destroyed because of greed. They were destroyed because of wanting more than they required. Then what about us weak individuals? We must work in this world to survive in this world for as long as we're going to live in this world. We're not going to live here eternally. And instead of falling prey to greed, we should work and strive towards our hereafter, which is our eternal abode.